LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station
WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national
anthem.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees.
You know what time is? Oh, I'm not used to being a Tuesday, my friend. It's time for the Murphy Power Hour, baby.
That's right, Murph is live and on the air. Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. This week we're taking a different note with it.
Did you have more titles to your title?
I did. I added a Mr. in there.
Mr. Murphy's
Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Plus classic hits from the 80s, 90s.
All your greatest hits from the 80s, 90s, and today.
That's funny. It's like every time you do your show, you have more title to your show.
Look, it's been Mraff since day one. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. That's right, boys and girls. It's Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock, kind of. And we're not like Spankwagon. We don't start at any particular time.
Exactly. Oh, you just start any time.
It's like, I got a couple of minutes. We can go ahead and burn this one a few.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. So Tonight's show is extra special because joining us live tonight for a very specific reason.
You're going to play black music for the first time on your show.
That's right. The only colored guy I know brought him in the show. The Power Hour takes a turn tonight. Tonight we go to the roots of rock and roll. We go to Motown.
That's right, baby.
That's right. We're starting off with some Detroit love tonight. We're going to play a little Motown from the 60s, 70s, a little bit from the 80s even.
And the 90s one.
And some 90s, yeah, much to my chagrin. I don't think that really counts. So, whew.
Well, you may say it doesn't count, but it counts, and I'll tell you why it counts.
You tell me why it counts there, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you midway through the show.
All right, well, we're going to start things off right then, because if we're going to do this, we're going to do this the right way. Got to bring the levels back up. We're going to start with some Temptations.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's right. There's no big intro need. It's the Temptations. I mean, anybody out there doesn't know the Temptations. Well, they live under a rock.
Well, I could name a couple people who probably don't know the Temptations. Yeah,
good point. One of them sitting in our chat room. All right, here we go, folks. As soon as the song starts.
You gotta smile so bright. You know. Man.
yeah, baby. Someone just got... I wonder how many people got laid to that song.
Dude, I think there was an entire generation of people born because of that song. Are you kidding me?
Oh, probably man. Me too. I was like, hey, Mom, did you get laid to the Temptations?
So, tonight's show... Bitch, by the way, what are they listening to again there, Big Daddy Decaf?
They listen to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Powered Hour. Power Hour.
Power Hour. There you power go. Hour, hour. By the end of the night, I think you'll get the title right.
Mr. Murphy, huh?
Mr. Murphy, that's right.
So it's just not Murphy. You just...
No, on this, I'm a little more distinguished.
How do you Mr. yourself?
Simple. I just do it.
So pretty much you have no one else in the studio, so you
can... I can call myself whatever Mr. I want. Yeah.
Understandable.
Holy cow. Well, guys, you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
That's right.
I'm Mr. Murphy.
And I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
That's right. I brought the large black man in with me tonight because tonight's show...
I'm not large. It's just big boned in it.
That's what I said. Tonight's show is all about Motown. Again, we're going to spend a little bit of time in the next couple of weeks investigating the roots of rock and roll.
That's right.
Definitely going to talk about Motown. We're going to talk about some gospel.
And later I'm going to give the top 10 Motown songs of all time.
That'll be awesome.
This is from a book, Ashley.
Wait.
A real live book.
You mean
book.
This show's actually going to have content, not just me playing music every
it's
couple
of weeks? It's going to have some content.
Wow.
Play that fucky music, white boy. I don't know if that's Motown.
No, that's funk.
Yeah, that's funk.
That's funk. One night I'm going to do a whole funk show, dude. It's just going to be Parliament wall to wall. Let me admit something to this, people. Not a lot of people know this. I am actually a big funk fan. I do have... I think I have pretty much every...
Is that why you was growing out your afro for
that's
a while?
Dude,
then?
For a while.
Oh, it's coming back.
Look at this thing, dude.
No, it's coming back.
Dude, where's the cam? Look at that. There you go, boys and girls.
Yeah, that's pretty scary.
The fro is getting huge. Wow. All right, so let's get back to the music, because that really is what the show is all about. The Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour, heard live on LV Rocks every Tuesday from 9 to 10.
As a matter of fact, the next song I want to request is a Stevie Wonder song.
Awesome, Stevie Wonder. You're going to make me jump around this shit?
Are you gonna have to jump around?
No, it's okay. You tell me which one you want, because there's only two Stevie Wonder songs on it.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, with Stevie Wonder, my first book, Absolutely Shameless, I listened to a lot of Stevie Wonder, so there's a lot of Stevie Wonder references in
the
story.
Are you plugging your book on my show?
No, I am not doing it.
Son of a bitch.
In August 77. Check it out. It's Big Wack Side. All right, we're going to do...
You want Sign, Steal, Delivered?
Yeah, Sign, Steal, Delivered.
All right, I can go
with that. Because I'm yours, Scrappy.
Oh, so again, you are listening to the Power Hour, and tonight, it is the Motown Show. Say the name of the show.
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Holy shit! 10 minutes in, you got the name right.
I went and said goodbye.
I love that, dude. I love, like, Stevie Wonder. The guy has just got a great voice.
Classic, man. One of the best of all time. Can you imagine being 11 years old and knowing how to sing like that?
Oh,
yeah, because I think he did Superstition when he was, like, in his teens.
I think so, yeah. He was pretty young when that one came out.
Wow. I mean, it's just incredible.
Holy crap. Well, folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Mr. Murphy.
That's right, Mr. Murphy. Tonight it's Murphy and Friends. I mean, shit, who we could... My special guest tonight.
Special
Ed
guest.
Ed Trench, when you're writing up the description on this, make sure you put that in there. My special guest tonight, my friend, my revered friend, the only black guy I know, so I had to have someone come in and explain what Motown is to my listeners.
Motown's good stuff, man.
You like how I automatically assumed you knew everything about Motown just because you're black?
Actually, I do know a lot about Motown, too.
See, there you go. People assume you know a lot about Motown. People assume I know a lot about potatoes. It's just kind of the way it goes.
Hey, it works out like that. speaking of food, take this away some greens, baby.
You want some green? All right. I didn't know where you were going with that for a second, but
yeah, I know it was a bad joke, but it works.
That's a bad segue in the radio biz, but that's all right, Dan. I know you're listening. There's gonna be not a lot of ums tonight, just a lot of racist jokes. I think. No, you know what? I'm not gonna make any racist jokes. That was the last one I make. Because I have to tell people, I have an appreciation for all kinds of music, except country. And Motown is one of those things that, if you are a fan of rock, especially a lot of classic rock, you have to understand where the roots come from.
Are you going to play the song? You'll make me cry.
I'm going to play the song. So here's some Al Green for you guys. I'll take you down.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no, lying to the races. Help me, come on, come on. Somebody help me now. I've been to the. Help me.
I'll take you there, baby. Oh, yeah.
How'd I know? Dude, everything tonight's going to come out and wind up being a sexual connotation, isn't it?
That's right. And I'm not even our good friend. God, I can't even think of the character.
Quaalude Man.
Quaalude Man. That's
Quaalude
right.
Man.
Quaalude Man.
Stevie Carvin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, hey, I brought some content to the show.
He did some research.
And I'm going to give out, and I'm going to see if you guys make some guesses. I'm going to name the number 10, number 9, and number 8 biggest selling Motown song in history.
Of all time.
Of all time.
I'm already disappointed at this list.
I know you are, but I mean, it's best selling.
That's like seeing Nickelback in like the top 10 rock songs of all time. Just makes me die a little inside.
But this be good. I guess. What we got? We got one guess? Two guesses? No guesses. Okay. No,
well, you got to remember, there's a delay because it's not like with our show where a lot of people listen to the audio through the video stream.
Oh, I see.
We've got that big delay. So I got an idea. People can start submitting their guesses for later on in the list, but why don't you give them number 10, 9, and 8 right now?
Okay. Number 10 is I'll Make Love to You, Boyz II Men.
Ugh. I'm sorry. I can't consider anything recorded after 1986 as Motown. It's just R&B.
Yeah, but it's because of the company. It's literally Motown Records.
Yeah, I know. But when you think Motown, you think you know, 60s, 70s, and the early 80s.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, coming out of Detroit, coming out of some of that. You know, you're thinking like Lionel Richie, Aretha Franklin, you know, guys like the Platters, Otis Redding, you know, Marvin Gaye, things like that. You don't think Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, B.O.
Oh, God. Okay, so that's number 10. What's number 9?
Number 9 is Let's Get It On.
Outstanding.
Yes. Number 8, it's Boyz II Men again. It's so hard to say goodbye, which is a remake, actually, so I don't know if that should count. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Actually, it's a remake song.
Well, I mean, if it's in the top selling, it's the top selling.
Yes, it is.
So I tell you what, let's go ahead and play number 9 then. We're going to go ahead and go with a little Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. Trench,
right.
Try and keep your pants on, buddy. Scrappy, this is for you.
The love is true, oh baby.
God damn.
That's some good stuff, boy.
That's awesome, dude. You know what? I can't tell you the number of times I've had sex with that song.
It was really sad is that Marvin Gaye got killed by his father. You know, so he had a short life. And his dad, I think, was a crackhead.
Yeah, crackhead.
Crackhead, black dad, stereotypes. Yeah.
Was there such thing as a good crackhead? I mean, really?
There are some good crackheads out
there.
Are
you a good crackhead? What a bad crackhead.
Samuel Jackson used to be a crackhead. He turned out okay.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was 6 months off crack when he did Jungle Fever.
Wow.
And you know what he played in the movie?
Crackhead.
Exactly.
I know Jungle Fever. Don't worry about that.
I bet you do.
I got Jungle Fever. We got Jungle Fever.
Did you know
Fever.
About Stevie? You know, Stevie Wonder did the whole soundtrack to Jungle Fever.
I didn't know he did the whole soundtrack.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much as like Stevie Wonder's Jungle Fever. He almost did. Every song is almost Stevie Wonder in the movie. They may throw in something else now and then. But yeah, see all kinds of old.
You know what sucks about that, though?
What's that?
He did the soundtrack but never saw the movie.
That's jacked up.
That's fucked up.
All right. I want to come back with one of my personal favorites of all time. All
right.
I love this group. I love them as kids. It's Motown. Not really all that popular. It's not like the Four Tops. It's not like, you know, Boyz II Men, any of those groups. But it's a song that I wonder if anyone even remembers it. It's called Rhythm of the Night.
Time to get out, step out into the street.
one of my favorites. I grew up listening to that song and all of the Barge's sound, you know, soundtrack. So go listen to the Barge. Download, on YouTube, you can watch the video. You will roll on the floor laughing for at least 3 days. It's some brothers dressed up in some high color pink shit with big old curly afros, because I think the Barge were all mixed with something like black, white, Korean, some shit.
I think that was the We Just Beat the Bad Guy song at the very end?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that movie, but sometimes, man, Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. That just came out on DVD not too long ago, too.
Oh, did it? Oh, yeah. So it did come out.
Yeah, it's a must have.
Do they have it on Blu-ray? You see the cover, it's all. You see the cover, it's crystal clear.
Holy shit, I can see the glow in high definition. The whitest black man ever, I swear, dude. This guy makes Brian Gumbel look like Snoop.
You know what's sad, though? Boyz II Men, Scrappy was like right, like 4 years old when Boyz II Men came out.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
Three.
Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to move on here. I'm up. So we're gonna move on here. I had to make sure that the volume was up because we talked about this. A couple people have asked about this right off the bat. Bet your ass we're gonna play it. Here's some Four Tops for you guys. How's that for just freaking awesome?
I know. I love the Four Tops, man. Oh. The Four Tops also is another group I didn't grow up on, but it was passed on because I had so many brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm black. And and I grew up in a lot of, you know, listened to a lot of music. And I guess that's why I listened to a lot of the oldies. I listened to the Motown. I listened to a lot more old songs than new songs. I don't know. New songs are okay, but people are like, yo, do you know this song or this artist or this new song? I'm like, no, not really. I'm kind of, you know, MP3 old songs kind of, yeah. When I listen, I don't listen to the radio. You know, you get like three songs and 85 commercials. So So what's going on, man?
Well, why don't you go ahead? You've got your list out there, the top 10 all-time selling songs for Motown. What do we got? We left off at number 8.
Yes.
What do we got next on the list?
All right, number 7 is I'll Be There, the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there. Number 6 is I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Very cool. And you know what? What's number 5?
Number 5 is I Love Your Smile.
I Love Your Smile.
We're going to work our way out. Trust me on this one. Number 4 is Upside Down, Diana Ross. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember Upside Down. And number 3, this one you could play. I'm not going to announce it. Just play the song.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't know what it is. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll play that. Oh, you got to give it. You got to give it an intro. Or do you just want to start it?
Oh, we'll just start it.
We'll just start it. All right, guys.
Everyone, though, trust me.
Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour live here on LVRocks.com every week, every Tuesday from 9 to 10 p.m. You can also download and listen to the song or the podcast from Spankwagon.net. Also, myself and Big Daddy Decaf.
Yeah.
You find us live every Friday on Spankwagon.
That's right.
Spankwagon Radio, Spankwagon.net.
Mm-hmm.
So now it is time for the number. What was this number?
Number 3.
The number 3?
Yeah, number 3.
The number 3 on the all-time best-selling Motown album.
Come on and sing my song. All night.
you go. Sorry, chat room guys. Yeah, I was doing something on the computer. I apologize. Whoops. Look, I couldn't help it. All right.
Click the button.
So that was Lionel Richie's All Night Long.
Yes.
That was the number three. Wow. All time selling. That's awesome.
All right. So you want to finish this list?
Not yet. Let's tease it just a little bit longer.
All right.
Yeah, hearing you last week trying to figure out how to use the Mac on the other side of the table there, that was hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
I was dying
because I could have kept it quiet, but it makes for good radio, you know. Just
how
to
do
say,
I, how do I do this?
How do I do this? I don't know what
how
I'm
do
doing.
I do this shit. Holy shit!
Scrap and sniff. Okay.
Scrap and sniff. Okay, so we're gonna do something here that I try never to do on the show.
And what's that?
We're gonna play two songs by the same artist in one night.
Yes, I know. When Murphy asked me to bring some songs, we had to bring in like almost all the same artists.
Yeah, no shit.
So, but it is a great song, so you can't be mad about it.
No, you absolutely can't. Guys, remember, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. My special guest this week.
the Negro Sound Machine.
The Negro Sound Machine.
Big Daddy DeCam himself, the Negro Sound Machine.
I swear to God, dude, that's going to be the name of tonight's show. Murphy Estefan. And the Negro Sound Machine. All right, so let's kick it off here with a little more Stevie Wonder for you guys.
Keep me in daydream.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a damn crime, man. It's rated number 59 in the all-time best Motown songs.
Well, again, you got to remember, you know, record sales changed when economic conditions changed. And
in the 80s and 90s, just more people was buying the albums and stuff. So,
yep, that was that. All right, now, I know, what's that number one song on there? Show me that again.
Is that the one I think it is?
Yes, that's the one you think it is.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to play the number one song because
we have to.
We have to.
It's Motown, you know.
It is a Motown show.
It's a Motown, legitimate Motown record, so we have to play it.
All right, so here we go. The number one show, or the number one, oh, crap. Hey-o. The number one song on the Motown Records all-time list. Insert car crash sound here. Folks, everybody knows I have one rule on this show. No hillbilly rock. I am adding another rule. No Boys to Men. No.
I don't like Boys to Men.
I know you like Boys to Men, but no, I am not playing Boys to Men on a show about Motown. Because again, when you think Motown, you think classics. You think Marvin Gaye. You think,
but it's the best. It's the
Al Green.
The Boys to Men CD was the biggest selling CD of any of the Motown records. You can't
just
knock the facts.
Fuck that. Fuck it. No, we're not playing that song. No,
End of the Road. It was
in,
it was number one for 14 weeks straight. It beat out 15. It beat out what's the one guy that one chick, Whitney Houston.
Whatever. Fuck Whitney Houston too. No, instead we're gonna play a real Motown song.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Little Otis Redding for you guys.
Yeah, karaoke did about 100 times.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Remain the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh-wee, sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Wow. See, There you go. That's a real Motown song. Not this Boys to Men garbage.
I'm down a minute.
No, fuck off. Again, I don't qualify that as real, you know, as real Motown.
Motown
I say
music.
That, don't get me wrong. It's R&B. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah. that's got some real soul to it. But no. Now, you know, we were just talking in the chat room. Trent said this is a great episode. It is. Things that you guys have to look forward to coming up to. I'm going to do a Rolling Stones Essentials show, which will be great. We're also going to do a blues show where I'm going to introduce everyone to a white guy who sounds just like B.B. King. It's fucking crazy. The guy sits on stage and will drink an entire bottle of Jack Daniels during a concert.
Damn.
A fucking awesome guy. He's got a great voice. We're also going to do a gospel show. I want to do a 50s classic, oldies show, like a Beach Boys show.
I had a text from Clizzle saying that you're going to do a mash.
We're going to do a mashup show here soon, too. I want to get some stuff from him and some stuff from Trench. Rock and roll isn't just, you know, AC/DC and Rolling Stones. It is a lot of different kinds of music, and what made that music and what brought all this music together is really important. Now, we only have time for one more song tonight.
I know, it's already went so fast.
I know, dude. That's the thing about this show. You build this huge playlist, and you're like, awesome, I've got an hour and 20 minutes worth of music. You wind up playing 40 minutes worth of music because you're talking about the music for so long.
Yes, that is true. And you know both of you know that we like to talk.
Yes.
So.
You and I do like to ramble on at the mouth.
So you got like 20 minutes of music and like 40 minutes of us talking about 20 minutes of music.
Oh, I know. And maybe, you know, talking about the different kinds of shows we're going to do, maybe one night I'll do like a Disney cover show just for Scrappy. I know how much she loves those. So we got time for one more song here, guys, before we do our goodbyes. So I got to go out on this. I got to go out with some Rick James. Tell him the name of the show, Decaf.
Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, baby.
Just sweet, that funk is stuck.
Give it to me.
Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funk is stuck.
Give it to me, give it to me. Give it to me, give it to me. Give me your stuff, that sweet, funk is stuck.
That was Rick James. Now, there was a little debate there, as if that was more funk or if that was more Motown.
Give it to him.
This,
give it to him, Murph.
I tell you, this is actually off the, let's see, this is the 20th Century Masters Greatest Motown Hits of the 80s collection. So it is a Motown.
That's right.
Don't worry about it. There is some funk coming up. There's a little discussion in the chat room, which, by the way, if you are listening to the show downloaded, you really should come and join in live because it gets kind of interesting in the chat room. There is some other stuff coming up soon. We got a funk show coming up, blues show coming up. We got some more rock shows coming up. And this show is so big. Decaf, would you come back and join me for a Motown show part two?
Yes, I'll definitely join you for a Motown part two, baby.
Thank you very much. All right, guys. So it's time to do that thing. You haven't heard this yet.
No, I have not.
That's all right.
Two, three, four. People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
That's right, guys. It is the end of the movie.
People you hate will get
Man.
Oh, man, this has been a great show.
It has. Big thanks to Big Daddy Decaf for joining me here in the studio.
Oh, man, this show is excellent.
My Negro. The Negro Sound Machine himself. Gotta love this guy. Also, big thanks to Trench and everybody in the chat room for hanging out. Trench for recording the show and putting it up so people can download it on spankwagon.net.
That Trench is so damn sexy. He saw him in the studio last week. He wore a banana hammock.
He'll be wearing a banana hammock come January. Want to say big thanks to Jimmy from LV Rocks and the whole LV Rocks crew for letting us just come in here and kind of spend a little bit of time on the mics.
Yeah, this is nice coming out on a Tuesday. Just quiet. No traffic.
No crackheads. But tragic head, thank you. Thanks everyone who listens. And remember, you can not only hear me live every Tuesday.
You hear me in archive.
From 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 12 to 1 Eastern, whatever that is. You can catch me every Friday, spankwagon.net, with my friend.
Big Daddy Decaf, baby. The
That's
Negro
right.
Sound Machine. You love that shit, don't
I love
you?
That's great.